The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Stuff.
And I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are
Stuff.
And it is Thursday morning at 8:30. And we are here for your listening pleasure at 8:30, WTBR 89.7 FM.
And 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And I have a quote for the day.
Okay.
I have two quotes for today.
All right.
You've got to get up every morning with determination if you're going to go to bed with satisfaction. That was George Lorimer.
George who?
Lorimer.
Just a guy off the street?
I think it's a guy off the street. There's so many of these, and I don't know a lot of them, but they're cool. The other one was a successful man is one who can lay a firm foundation with bricks others have thrown at him.
Oh.
That's cool.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a cool one. I gotta get my pen.
That's not an image I want to keep.
No, but man, when you think about it, it's good. It's a good, what's the word I'm thinking
it's
of?
It's better than the first one.
Yeah, and it just shows that you can just get up and move forward.
I have true or false.
Alrighty then.
Two are true and one is false. 12-carat gold piece is considered half gold. Michael Jackson's Thriller is the greatest selling album ever. Lemmings commit suicide by jumping off cliffs.
Lemons?
Lemmings.
Oh.
Let's see a lemon jump off a cliff.
Okay. Well, these are little animals, aren't they? Little.
Yep.
And they commit suicide by jumping off a cliff?
Yep.
Or do they fall?
No, they jump.
They do?
Asking you.
I don't know.
That's the rumor anyway.
Okay. 12 carat. Is considered half gold?
Yep.
I've never heard that term, have you?
No, that was the first I heard of it.
Yeah, never heard of it. Never heard of it before, ever. Okay.
I have a bunch of stuff about the America.
Oh, good. We need that. I hope it's good.
Well, no. See, I made it worse so that I didn't have to be good. Yeah.
Oh, really? All about America.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have fun facts.
Good.
And the first one is, yay, women.
Yay. Okay.
Did you know bulletproof vests, fire escapes, and windshield wipers, and laser printers were all invented by women?
Coolness. Coolness.
And that's quite this is, you went from bulletproof vests, fire escapes, to windshield washers. And then you went to laser printers.
Hey.
That's all over the place. I know. Isn't that great? I wish I had more information about it. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
We heard from one of our listeners.
Yes, we did.
And let me see. I think I have it here because you sent it to me. And it's from Marie. And this had to do with some things we talked about on our last show.
Yep.
And we talked about penguins and how when the women leave, the female penguins leave and the men are back home with the egg between their knees.
How do they know?
Uh-huh. Who their mate is when they come back. Because they all look alike.
Did you read what she said?
Penguins find their mate by voice recognition. How many different sounds can penguins make so that they are recognized?
Maybe one is a quack and one is a quack.
I know. There's a lot. There's got to be a lot of them. So that's cool. And then we talked about egg substitute.
Right.
And I think we talked about bananas.
Yeah.
Being an egg substitute.
She gave us some good advice.
Yes. So she's used liquid from a can of chickpeas.
I don't know if I'd follow that, but I believe her.
Which are pinto beans. Excuse me. As an egg substitute, you can also use the following. For one egg, you can use 3 tablespoons of pinto bean liquid. You can use
Yum.
2 tablespoons of mayo.
Yum.
Or 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil and 1 tablespoon of water, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 2 tablespoons of water, and 1 teaspoon of cornstarch.
That's a lot.
All mixed together. She said she's used the pinto bean liquid, applesauce, or yogurt. 1/4 cup of applesauce to replace an egg. Mashed banana, which we talked about, which I thought we both thought was a really great idea.
Yep.
I was thinking about that, even in a brownie.
Just the flavoring of
it. Yeah, yeah, that'd be really good. Chia seeds, she calls them chia. This is from what she looked up. Flax seeds or chia egg. And I know that if you take a chia seed and you soak it in water or a bunch of them, in several hours, they puff up and they look gelatinous.
Oh, my goodness.
And I knew you could do that. Yogurt or buttermilk. A commercial egg replacement.
Marie.
Carbonated water. Vinegar and baking soda. Aquafaba, which I've never heard of.
She
said
that
it's 3 teaspoons of the liquid from a can of chickpeas. Acts like egg whites. That's what we talked about already.
Yep.
Tofu, nut and seed butter you can use instead of an egg.
And we steal them from the chickens every day.
And arrowroot with cornstarch. So if you don't want eggs, or you don't need eggs, or you're allergic to eggs.
There you go.
You can look up these replacements. I didn't know there were that many.
I didn't either.
Thanks,
Marie. I had no idea.
Thanks, Marie. That was cool.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and if anyone else would like to email us, we have an email address.
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Okay.
I have the first official document to name the United States of America. Nobody had called it that before. The United States of America, the first time it's ever been used, is the Declaration of Independence. Prior to that, it was known as the United Colonies and other variations. The final version of the Declaration begins with the phrase, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America.
The 13?
The 13 United States.
United States.
Of America.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were colonies.
Yes, we were.
Then we were all immigrants.
Yes, we were.
Everybody.
Can't avoid that.
Yes. And if we got into it, we'd start talking about the Indians, the American Indians, and how they got screwed. Sorry.
Okay. This is going to be a contentious hour. I could tell.
It takes 17 muscles to smile. And it takes 43 muscles to frown.
What if you just don't do either one?
You're not using your muscles.
My muscles are tired.
43.
That's a lot.
I'm trying to do it. I don't know. I don't know.
She is. You should see her. She's. Yeah. She's.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I've even read that if you smile, even if you're not happy, it sends a message to your brain, which is a good message, an uplifting message, making your brain think that you're happy.
Start laughing.
I should do that right now.
Just start laughing. Start laughing, and you'll cheer up.
Yeah. Oh, my.
What you got next?
Oh, gosh. Oh, if you wear headphones for 1 hour, it increases bacteria in your ear 700 times.
Oh, no.
As we sit here with headphones on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
I wonder if that's because you didn't spray in them or disinfect them.
I was just thinking about looking around for a spray.
I know. Post-COVID, we don't have a spray, but we do have Kleenex boxes. But guess what?
Got to wipe them down.
1, 2, 3. That's a record. I think I see 2 up there. I think there's 2.
I only see 1.
Okay, I see 1 behind the computer screen there. And maybe another. So there's either 3 or 4, which is a huge difference from where we started at 9.
11.
11.
11, yeah.
11. 11. I wonder where they all went.
Up somebody's nose. So your next fun fact?
You can't fold a piece of paper in half more than 7 times.
But you can.
It says here.
It says here that you
can't.
But somebody else, I don't know where it was, somehow on TV, somebody said that they had done it more than 7 times, and I've tried and tried and tried and have never been able to do it.
So an 8x10 piece of paper, is that what you would use?
Any size
of paper.
Or
8.5x11, any size of paper?
Any size of paper.
You can't fold a piece of paper in half, so you go half. Okay, I'm doing it right now.
She's going to demonstrate.
And then
for
I'm
us.
Going half again. That's 2. And then I'm going half again. That's 3. And going half again. That's 4. Half again is 5. I can't go more than 6. 5. And then if you really work hard at it, I can get 6. I can't get to 7. That's where I am. Oh my, that's interesting. So, that's a fact we don't need to know.
I was going to say, how can we use that?
I guess it could be a challenge in a classroom.
I dare you to try that.
Yeah.
I'll give you an A if you can do 8.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That's what it is.
Even if you had a very large piece of paper?
Uh-huh.
Okay, people, try it. Then let us know.
The U.S. Constitution has 4,543 words. The Constitution has been on display in the rotunda of the National Archives building in Washington since 1952. It was removed in 2001 for analysis, conservation, and re-encasement, and returned for display in 2003. All 4 pages are on view behind airtight glass cases filled with argon gas to protect the aging document.
So have you ever gone there?
Nope.
So I have seen that. And when I went and they were describing how they stored the document, displayed the documents, there were some that, when the day was over, they got lowered, automatically lowered inside the case into a controlled climate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere.
Okay.
To keep the documents safe. But I guess if they're in what you talked about, why would they have to lower them? But this was probably, oh my gosh, 40 years ago.
Maybe it's just to be extra, extra certain.
Maybe.
That nobody comes in and breaks the glass.
Yeah. It's pretty cool to see. Really cool to see the original documents. A single drop of water contains how many atoms do you think are in a single drop of water?
3.
Atoms?
two of hydrogen, one of oxygen.
So there's three atoms in a drop of water?
I was guessing.
You're going to get blown away.
What?
100 billion billion atoms.
Holy moly.
100 billion billion, if this is correct.
That's something I can't think about.
I can't either. It makes my head hurt.
billion.
A billion billion. 100 billion billion. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
There are multiple grammar mistakes in the Constitution, but one of the most obvious is Pennsylvania, above the signers' names. The mistake was made by none other than Alexander Hamilton, who was tasked with writing the names of the states next to each one's delegate. In this case, Pennsylvania's delegate was Benjamin Franklin.
Oh.
Neither one of them spelled Pennsylvania correctly.
Oh. Well, we must admit we have had presidents that have made errors similar to that.
Kefevi. That'll never go away.
Do it again.
Kefevi.
What was it?
Coffee.
There's the, what's the insurance that they're doing insurance ads in front of the Statue of Liberty. The guy, and he says,
oh,
Liberty Bibbity.
Yeah.
Bibbity Liberty. And he meets a girl, and
she's got the same thing.
And then he wants to go out and have some lasagna. They want to go out to eat and have lasagna.
That.
And then she says, oh, and cannolis. And so I'm sitting there and I'm going through all these words in my head. Okay, Italian restaurant. You're gonna have some Italian food. You're gonna have lasagna, and you're gonna have it with Parmesan. Ricotta.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. So yes, we've had presidents like that, which actually makes me feel better. Really.
We still have presidents like that.
I wasn't going to go there. You'd think they would review the speech ahead of time and have someone listen and maybe don't go off the speech. Stay on the speech.
We're not being political here, people. Don't start writing letters.
Don't go run off, you know, in your own little rabbit trail.
Oh, she's so...
Yeah. Okay. Dreamt. D-R-E-A-M-T. Dreamt.
Yes.
It's the only word in the English language that ends in the letters M-T. There's no other word according to what I'm reading
here.
Shucks,
and now I was going to look for the...
To see if that's so?
No, I was going to look to see how many words went M-T.
Yeah, there's none. According to this, there aren't any others. Dreamt. I didn't even know. I struggle because I don't even know if dreamt is a word because it doesn't work in my mouth.
It's a past.
I know.
Of dream.
I dreamt or I dreamed. Can you say I dreamed?
If you're in the dream.
So, or can you say, I had a dream? You could.
Somebody famous said that.
I had a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, dreamt always felt funny saying, but I know it's a word. It just doesn't flow. It just doesn't flow.
There are 574 federally recognized indigenous American tribes.
Recognized, did you say?
Recognized. This number is current as of December 2024, according to the annual list published by the Department of Interior's Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they're federally recognized and entitled to certain rights and protections, including limited sovereign immunity and powers of self-government.
Yep.
Those are recognized. How many are not?
I know. And they're struggling.
Have you had a Facebook what do you call it, where they come up on the screen and they say, if you, I'm going to get it wrong, but they come up on a screen and asking for us to follow them.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
I don't do Facebook, so I don't know.
Oh.
But my trouble, I think, that I learned is keeping their heritage going.
Right.
Trying to make sure they interbreed and they're trying to keep the bloodline, the line going. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. If there's 574 tribes, I'm pretty sure, well, maybe.
It's not a lot.
It's not a lot,
but like
no.
you said, there may be some that aren't recognized.
Yeah.
111,111.
Sure.
Times 111,111.
Times itself.
Equals 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, that's cool. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
That is cool.
111,111 times 111,111.
Makes me wonder who figured that out.
I know.
And what were they doing? And why were they doing it?
I know. But it is cool. It's very cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
New York City has more people than 38 of the 50 U.S. states.
What?
New York City has more people than 38 of the 50 U.S. states. With more than 8 million people, the five boroughs of New York City have a population larger than all but 12 states. California, Texas, Florida, New York State, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, New Jersey, and Virginia. And more than 200 languages are spoken in New York City.
It's like New York City should be its own little country.
I think so. It should be its own little state.
Yeah. New York City should be a state. They should just break it off and have it be a state. You know, Massachusetts is not a state.
Massachusetts doesn't have a state.
We're not a state. We're a commonwealth.
Commonwealth, yes.
Are we the only commonwealth? Well, Washington,
no, I think there's two, but I'm not sure which it is. Marie.
Help. So do you have some Pepto-Bismol at home?
No.
If you blowtorch Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Not the other way around. It's not. Yeah. No, that didn't make sense. You know what you get?
What'd you get?
A hunk of metal.
Seriously?
I'm going to try that.
Have you got some?
I do.
Do you have a torch?
I do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's not a big blowtorch.
You're going to wait till he comes home?
Nah. Well, I have to because I don't know where the blowtorch is. Yeah, if you blowtorch Pepto-Bismol, you would get a hunk of metal. What does that mean for your stomach?
Oh, yeah, there's that. I'm just thinking about what could you do with the metal once you have it?
Oh, I don't know.
What type of metal is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it iron? Is it steel? Is it, what is it, Pepto-Bismol?
It's bismuth. It's, well, it doesn't help me. But I know when I've taken it for a while, like a few days.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the first time this happened to me. I wonder if any of you were going to go, I know what she's talking about. I know what she's talking about. My tongue turned black. And I'm not talking about a light tint. I'm talking about my tongue turned black.
Oh, my God.
Just on the surface. You can brush it off with a toothbrush. But I woke up one morning. I just freaked out. I was going to go to the emergency room. It's something in the Pepto-Bismol that...
It's trying to be metal.
Make sure... Isn't that crazy? You wonder
yes.
what it is that's doing that? So when we just talked about what kind of metal it is and it turns into a hunk of metal...
Yeah.
I was watching Shark Tank. I think it's an old one, like after COVID. Right after COVID.
Those are pretty decent.
And this guy came in with an idea. And the idea was, rather than have your loved one's ashes... in the house,
yeah,
just sitting there in like a powder form, you can send some of the ashes to this company that will make stones out of them, or small rock. They're small rocks. They're not pebbles.
Right.
And the interesting thing is they don't, and then you can have it. You can hold it and you can have it. So the interesting thing is they come out in different shades, different colors, not bright, and they don't color them.
Oh, well.
They don't add any color.
I just had an image in my head of some of Greg's ashes becoming a paperweight.
Oh, there you go. I don't, you know what, maybe, I don't know.
Wow. No.
It's interesting. And this place is doing millions of dollars, at least at the time the show was on. They were doing tons of business. They were killing it. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That was not intentional. Oh, gosh.
It worked.
And they're beautiful. And I just thought it was interesting that the colors just come out the way they come out. They purify it. They take any pieces of things that shouldn't belong there. If there's, like, my dad had metal, there's any pieces of metal, and they make these beautiful stones. It's
Are they clear?
No. Mm-mm. I can't really wrap my head around it, but they got a deal. Yeah.
Good for them.
Wonder how they're doing now. Because, like I said, it was a few years back.
I know they can make jewelry out of them.
Yes.
Jewelry. I keep saying jewelry.
My sisters and I had a necklace made that they put the ashes inside. But I know you can do a thumbprint and a fingerprint, things like that.
Okay.
They do it. I've seen that. Yeah. I couldn't do that.
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well. Well.
After that.
Let's see. Where do we go from there?
This is one of the fun facts about the United States you already know. The original flag had 13 stars and 13 stripes for the American colonies. But here's something you probably didn't know. The flag has evolved a lot since that original 1777 version as the country expanded, resulting in 27 different versions. They had to do new stars each time a new state was added. Mm-hmm. 50 stars, 13 stripes. The version in use since 1959, when Alaska and Hawaii joined the U.S., is the longest used rendition of the flag, and it's not proven that Betsy Ross made the first. It was popularized by her grandson nearly a century later, but isn't backed by any hard evidence.
Is that so?
Yes.
Do they have any idea who could it have been? Who could it have been? Who it could have been?
Wait a minute here. That's one of my jars.
It's my day, Bev. It's just my day. Maybe it's not my day.
Okay.
Yeah. So I see the flag quite often at my dentist's office. She has these lights like this, and they have a panel. One of them has jets flying in the sky, and the other one has an American flag. And that flag's been there since I've been going there. And it really gets old counting the stripes, counting the stars. And I was just there the other day having a cleaning, and this is what my thought was. You're not going to believe this was my thought. Oh, I wonder if there's more stars. And I thought, what are you doing, Lynn? Why would there be no? And then I count them to see, oh, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5, 4. Why? It's always the same. Why? And then I counted the stripes the other day. I counted the stripes.
The red ones or the white ones?
Both of them. And I thought to myself, why am I counting these? It's always the same.
Do you ever figure it out?
Oh, no.
Well, then, stop doing that. Like,
and now I wish you'd change it to something else, just something else. Dr. Yantofsky, if you're listening to me, please change it to something else.
Okay.
Okay. Seatbelts.
Yes.
When do you think seatbelts went into
About the
use?
70s?
Close. 1968.
Ooh.
March 1st.
I was there.
March 1st. So 1968. So that meant all that time when we were little, we were just bouncing around in the back. Did you have to sit in the back seat or did you get to sit in the front?
I never got to sit in the front.
Neither did I.
It was always somebody else saying they were saving it. What was the phrase they used? Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. But they were saving it for somebody.
Yes, yes.
My sister always got to sit in the front because she's 5 years older. So I was always in the back. Always.
I was older, too, but they didn't let me sit there.
Really?
Well, hell. How about that?
Yeah. And we didn't have seatbelts. Did you ever ride in a station wagon?
Yep.
Yeah.
In the
back?
We're
just thrown in the back. A bunch of kids going somewhere, going roller skating or something. They just threw us in the back.
Stick your tongue out at the people in the car behind you.
Oh, yeah. And did you ever get hurt?
No.
I didn't either.
I'll bet some people did, though. We're not saying we should do that.
I wear my seatbelt every single time I get in the car. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. All right. We're definitely advocates for wearing a seatbelt.
Mainly because I can't stand the...
You don't like the noise. So do you have a seatbelt cutter in your car?
I have one, but I'm not sure how to use it.
Oh.
I have the one where you can break the window.
Yeah. That's easy to know how to use. Is it all one piece?
Yes.
So on the other side, there should be like just a slot with a blade in it. And I think you just, I've never used mine, but you just grab it and pull on the belt, providing you can... do it.
Sometimes I think if you loosen it a little bit, you can crawl out from under it.
Oh, I can't. I'm not as thin as I used to be. Oh, my gosh. I can just imagine. I would probably end up getting choked to death. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I thought they were around longer than that. Okay.
South Florida is the only place in the world where crocodiles and alligators live together in the wild. The American crocodile actually lives in several locations in North, Central, and South America, while the American alligator lives in the southern United States. But the only place where you can find them living in the same area is the wild, is South Florida.
Are they, is that odd because they are predators?
I would think so.
I wouldn't think
they would like each other very much.
Yeah. Are what's the difference? I know there's a difference in the snout.
Alligators have shorter, more rounded snouts, while crocodiles have longer, pointier ones.
But they both can kill you.
Easily.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing how fast they are. When you see that, I've never seen one fast in real life, but on
TV.
TV.
Yeah.
Every Alaskan citizen over the age of 6 months receives an oil dividend check of about $1,000 a year.
Wow.
From 6 months.
Wow.
So that's a good savings plan for your kid.
That's an excellent plan.
Yeah. Put that money in the bank, earn some interest.
What we could do in Massachusetts, cod.
Baked beans.
Baked beans. There you go.
Yeah. That's amazing. You put the money
for
in.
Loot.
I don't know if you all hear that, but we're talking about baked beans being the popular thing in Massachusetts. Well, we know in Boston, and we're talking about saving, you know, money and stuff, and getting money from the state or the government. And we could call it what Bev said.
Toot for loot.
Toot for loot. Have some of them beans and then the toot for loot.
Oh, God.
So baked beans are really a Boston thing. What's a Massachusetts
thing? Boston.
What's a Massachusetts thing? What would be a thing all people.
Massachusetts does not have even a food.
We have to have a food.
No, famous everyday food.
We have to.
No.
What is chicken pot pie? Chicken pot pie.
I'm going to find that if that kills me now.
There's got to be a food, a state food for every state. There must be a state food. Maine, lobster, right?
I would think so.
Connecticut. I don't know. Vermont, cheese. Yes? Wisconsin is cheese, right?
Wisconsin is cheese. Well.
Oh, this is fun. All right. We'll look this up and we'll do it on another show. Or maybe in the second half of this show.
Oh, speaking of that, we need to take a break.
We do.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
Like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is gonna be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. And this is Lynn.
And Bev.
And this is the second half of our show, and it's called
Stuff.
And we have, was it true or false?
Yep.
Okay, how many were true?
Two.
So there's one false.
Two are true. Okay. A 12-carat gold piece is considered half gold. Michael Jackson's Thriller is the greatest-selling album ever. Lemmings commit suicide by jumping off cliffs.
Hmm.
One of those is false.
Do you think you have the answer?
I hope you're not asking me.
All right. Melissa McCarthy had a quote. I was just looking at my quotes here. When I believe in something, I'm like a dog with a bone.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of cool. If you picture that. You believe in it, you're like a dog with a bone. You're going to hang on to that bone, and you're not going to let anybody take it.
I was wrong.
What is
Massachusetts? When I said Massachusetts doesn't have a national dish, it's America doesn't have a national dish.
America doesn't have a national dish?
You've heard the phrase, American is apple pie. Well, it turns out an interesting fact about the United States is that while many countries have designated national dishes, there isn't a single food or foods that have that label in the U.S., not even apple pie, hamburgers, or hot dogs. However, many U.S. states have an official state food to sink your teeth into. What should we have for our national dish?
Well, the Indians were here first.
Turkey?
Turkey.
But they didn't eat turkey. They ate deer.
So, it's venison. Or, they grew things. Did they grow? Wheat. Not good for the gluten-free people.
No.
But it could be wheat. What did they smoke in their little peace pipes?
Peyote.
Peyote, which is...
a good-sized
yes.
drug. A happy drug. No,
so
well.
It should be something that was here. What did they make? They made those little cakes, those little... they made those, they pounded those little breads, those little cakes that they put on the fire, and they ate those cakes. Those pancake-looking things. What were they made out of?
Maybe they were pancakes.
So maybe pancakes should be our national dish.
Chocolate should be our national dish.
You think?
Yeah.
I bet they had cacao. No, well, maybe not. I don't think so. Did they have chocolate? No, they didn't. Chocolate came over here later. Chocolate came here from another.
Germany?
Yeah, somewhere else. French? Was it the French?
Perhaps.
The chocolate?
Maybe.
The chocolate.
I can't do that.
That's really interesting that we don't have a food, and it really should be a food from the Indians. Come on, everybody. Think about it. Email us.
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yes, everybody. You email us and let us know what you think the national dish should be. And we're not talking about a dish like Marilyn Monroe, who's passed, or Miley Cyrus, or whoever, I don't know, whatever. She's not a dish, but you know what I'm talking about.
She is.
So, yeah, what do you think our national food should be? Use your creativity and let us know.
The United States of America is famous for?
Right, food, a certain food. Oh.
What?
Men have nipples because as an embryo, everyone is a female before the Y chromosome kicks in.
Ooh, so guys are ladies beforehand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, I could go. Oh, no.
No.
I could do so many things.
No. Okay.
All right.
There's an album cover. There are album covers on the walls in this room that we're in.
They've been here forever.
Behind you, there's an album cover.
Yeah.
And now when I say this, you're going to say, oh, yeah. Every time I see that out of the corner of my eye, that one that says the 8 on it.
Yeah, super old.
I think it's a candy box. I think it's got chocolates in it. Doesn't that look like a candy box?
It does look like a chocolate candy box.
And that big 8 looks like maybe it could be candy. Yeah, it does. But don't write to us and tell us that America should have a candy. We don't want a candy.
No, we want something.
We want a dish.
Memorable.
Food. Yes.
Okay. The first Mardi Gras celebration in the United States was in Mobile, Alabama.
I knew that.
Did you? Although today New Orleans is practically synonymous with Mardi Gras in the U.S., the celebration began in Mobile.
Yes.
Where the first Mardi Gras was celebrated in 1703.
Yes, and they celebrate big.
And they still do.
All over. They still do. We have friends that wanted us to come, and they still want us to come for Mardi Gras. They are heavenly deep in, heavily deep into Mardi Gras. There are events all over the place. It lasts for about 2 weeks.
Is it true that if you want one of those necklaces, you have to show something?
No, not there.
No.
It's not that kind of Mardi Gras. It's parties, it's costumes, it's balls. They wear gowns. I had a gown all picked out because I was going to go. And it's plays, it's skits, it's funny stuff, it's funny competitions, it's huge floats. You can go on tours to different places where they're building floats. It's huge. They really want it. They want people to know. It's Mobile.
Mobile, Alabama.
It's Mobile, Alabama. And they still celebrate it every year today, and it's a huge deal.
I wonder why the one in the other place got it.
I don't know. That's a good question. I should ask. She knows everything about it. She would know. My friend would know.
Okay.
Yeah. They're heavy into it, big time. 40% of the American population has 40%.
Okay.
Has never visited a dentist ever.
Ooh. 40%. Ooh.
Never. Never. So, yeah. Never.
Ugh.
Now, here would be an interesting survey to interview people who have never seen a dentist and find out how they're doing. Are their teeth great? Are they not great? Do you still have them?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, yeah. It'd be kind of cool. They could do a show. You could have people on there with no teeth at all like that.
I was just thinking of that.
And then see how they're doing and see how, you know, how healthy they are. And interesting. Wow. I never would have thought.
Okay.
Never would have thunk it. Is thunk it a word? Is thunk?
I think so.
All right.
The tallest mountain in the world from base to peak is in... in the United States.
In the United States, from base to peak is, I don't know.
Hawaii.
Oh.
Technically, volcanic Mauna Kea, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, on the Big Island of Hawaii is the tallest mountain, in the world, when factoring its size above sea level and below sea level. While only 4,205 feet of the mountain is visible above sea level, it measures approximately 33,500 feet from the sea floor.
Wow. Wow. So I wonder if you can go to the top.
I wonder if you can even go anywhere near it. Might be the landmark so that they don't. Mm-hmm. Allow people to go near it.
To go there?
Yeah.
You just can take pictures from far, far away?
Wow. I've never heard of anybody going up it.
So I think about going high like that. We went to Pikes Peak. And when we got to the top, we were in the little gift shop. And I started feeling kind of dizzy.
Uh-huh.
And another man next to me was acting kind of funny, and he looked at me and he said, "Are you dizzy?" And I said, "Yes." And
oxygen.
I asked the clerk. It's very common, very common. They even have to have a paramedic up there the whole time they're open. So the paramedic has to be there when it opens and when it closes, and they've had to give people oxygen because of the
oxygen level.
Yeah. The air is very thin.
Yep.
You start getting a little bit of a headache, and the drive up to Pikes Peak is freaky and scary, big time. There's no guardrails, especially when your driver is going 80 miles an hour around the curves. It's like going up. It's like going up to Mount Greylock.
How many accidents do they have? I wonder.
Oh my gosh! It's you've got to go slow. My friend was not going slow. I'm like, Jerry. And I'm sitting on the side of the car that's looking down over the... Yeah. Yeah. It was an amazing trip.
No wonder you were dizzy.
Being up there was very cool. It's very windy. It was very windy that day.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the scary part. Yeah. Okay.
What doubt you got?
Dogs and humans are only animals with prosthetics. What? No.
Postrates.
Yeah, okay. Let's just move along. Move right along.
And dogs.
Thank you. Let's move right along.
Uh-huh. The U.S. Postal Service is the busiest mail delivery service in the world.
But
delivers more mail and packages than any other postal service. As old as the country itself, serves nearly 167 million addresses throughout the United States.
It is pretty amazing, isn't it, when you think about it?
And yet they're crumbling.
They're crumbling. Well, who's taking over?
FedEx.
Mm-hmm. I ordered something from Amazon, and I got it the next day. It's insane to me. It's absolutely crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Because we don't have a distribution center here. I mean, if we had a distribution center here, I would think, okay. But How do they do that? How do they do
there
that?
There might be one in Chicopee.
They're going to build one?
No, but I mean, lots of times when I order something that comes through Chicopee.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I would love to see one. I would love to see one. I think it would be really cool.
Huge.
Yeah. Female chickens, or otherwise known as hens, need about 24 to 26 hours to produce eggs.
Oh, my. Oh, you poor thing.
Wow.
Is that the labor part?
30? I don't know. 30 minutes later, they start the process all over again. In addition to the half-hour rest, some hens rest every 3 to 5 days, and others rest every 10 days. So wait a minute.
Oh, my word.
Wait a minute. Wait, I'm confused. Where's the rooster in this?
Oh, he's having fun.
So, okay, do you know anything about this?
No.
Does the rooster have to, like, meet with the hen every time? Or is it a one-time shot per day? I'm really serious. Is it a, Marie, help. Is it a like, visit and then you're set for the week?
I gotta look that up. I'm going to look that up.
You know, you're set for a day, 2 to 5 days? I mean, because if you
That's
need...
That's why the chicken crossed the road.
Smart girl. So, if they need 24 to 46 hours to produce the egg, and then they take a break for 30 minutes. This is what it says here. And then they start all over. Do they have like a rooster appointment every...
I can't see that happening. The rooster would kill
day?
The rooster.
I don't know. I don't know.
That's, so why does only one hen house have one rooster?
Oh, gosh. This is really getting R-rated.
Yeah, we're going too far.
But really, it is interesting, though, when you think about it. It's like, what? Okay.
Okay. All right. Americans have a shorter life expectancy than people from some other countries. Like, duh. Mm-hmm. Although life expectancy in the U.S. rebounded back to pre-pandemic levels by 2023, it's still lower than comparable countries like Australia, Austria, Belgium, Canada, France, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, Sweden, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom.
Okay, that's almost everybody.
In 2023, life expectancy in the U.S. was 78.4.
Oh, God.
78.4.
Oh, Lord.
Compared to 82.5 in the other countries. And Greg made it to 84.
Uh-huh. Yes. And it makes me think that I want to go live in another country.
Could be in your genes.
Could be in my genes. This is true. Could be in, yep, you just never know. During his or her lifetime, the average human will grow 590 miles of hair.
What?
590 miles.
How come we don't always have longer hair then?
I guess we have to not cut it. Right? I guess... You know how you can look up the person with the longest hair, the person that's never cut her hair, and she finally cuts her hair because she's been getting really bad headaches. And she, are you okay? Okay, we just a little bit of gargling, and we want to make sure that all is well. Yes, okay, that's a lot of hair to grow. Lot of hair. There's enough water pressure in one onion cell to cause a steam engine to explode.
True or false? Ready?
Ready.
A 12-carat gold piece is considered half gold. Michael Jackson's Thriller was the greatest selling of all time. Sorry, folks, I did this to myself.
She was drinking some water. Backfired.
Lemmings commit suicide by jumping off cliffs. Which one is false?
I think that Michael Jackson's is false. I don't think he had the biggest selling. I don't think that was it. I think it's false.
So you think lemmings commit mass suicide?
Yeah, I do. They don't?
Nope, they don't. They don't.
Michael Jackson's is really the biggest selling?
Yep.
Really? Over Elvis and the Beatles and either like Taylor Swift. She's kicking it.
Yeah. But it is 12-carat gold piece. It's considered half gold because pure gold is 24 carats.
Makes sense. I've just never heard the saying half gold. I've never heard that.
Hot
All
bunny.
Right. We are done with our show. We will be here next Thursday, 8:30. You good?
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.